Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Cape. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. We have a good one for you tonight. We're going to talk about building your business using group financing or just partnerships. What kind of partnerships to build, how to build them, and why you need to build them. You know, believe it or not, there's no better time than right now to be a person of color because of the racial disparity and the racial economic equity programs that are out there because of this disparity, where they're trying to identify barriers facing black and brown entrepreneurs and small businesses, where they're really trying to expand access to capital directly and in partnerships here in California and other places, and where they're creating engaging policies at the municipal and state levels. There could be no better time than now to be a small business person. But it also requires a lot of studying and planning, as we talked about last week. But when you're talking about business partners or other people's money, it's a whole nother enchilada that you're cooking. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to build a successful business partnership, who to build it with, how you determine who your partner should be, and what it means. And believe it or not, the United States of America would benefit from small, micro, and mini micro businesses growing, because what it would do is build a stronger and more resilient economy, and it would grow our GDP, our gross domestic product. We'd have a lot more money at the bottom as opposed to just the top. And what it would do is it would build a larger and more robust middle class, which seems to be dwindling right now, by money or getting a cash flow going through the micro, mini micro, small business flow chart. We're going to have better health outcomes, better education attainment, and this will happen particularly for people of color. There'll be more homeowners. Home ownership is so important to wealth building. And there'll be more startup and small businesses that are generating wealth for people of color. Now, my name is Jay King. I'm the president of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. And if you're asking, who am I to tell you how to do business? I tell you, nobody, just somebody trying to help, because we all need help. We all need somebody that can actually help us walk through this thing and figure it out. And that's what we want to do here today. I'm also a member of the group Club Nouveau. I'm the leader of that group. I created the group, best known for our hit record, Rumors, Situation Number 9, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Heavy on My Mind, Lean on Me, Jealousy, and a host of others. I'm also an on-air personality at 97.5 KDEE in Sacramento, an FM station, as well as the show I do here at KBLA 1580 Talk Radio. And just a concerned citizen, believing that we all have wealth in us, and we have to reach for it. We have to go for it. There are so many systemic things that we can talk about, and we will over the course of the year. But right now, we're going to talk about how small businesses owned by people of color tend not only to be smaller, but also have a lower cash flow reserve and are more financially fragile than white-owned businesses, and how we can kind of even the playing field, I don't want to say smooth it out, but that's what we want to do. We want to make the transition from just being, a regular citizen to being a small business owner so that you understand what it takes. Now, last week, We talked about getting your business in order, writing it out on paper. Before you even get to a business plan, writing out what your business is, does it really make sense to even go in this direction in business? And then all of the pitfalls, all of the hard work, all of those things that make a business work. Today, we're talking about the partnership, because very few people can actually start a business, people of color at least, can start a business with just their money. They're going to either need family and friends, they're going to need an outside angel investor, or they're going to need money from a bank. And few people of color can get money from a bank because of the assets required. And so that's why it's important that when you get ready to start a business, if it's going to be a partnership, that you have that partnership in order from the beginning. Before you go into the partnership, before you take a penny from anybody, that you know what the partnership is. Who is your partner? And why are they your partner? What kind of business structure will you have? Will it be an LLC? Will it be an S-Corp? Will it be a C-Corp? Will it be a sole proprietor? All those type of questions. And, you know, building a team, all that stuff. That's what we're going to talk about. My name is Jay King. This is KBLA Talk 1580. Welcome to the Jay King Show. We'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Yeah, I got that. That was a little shorter than normal. So this is going to be an 18-minute segment.
Okay, how many minutes? How many minutes was that?
It was 6.5.
That was 6.5 minutes. So my next segment will be how long?
18.
So my next segment will be 18 minutes?
Yeah, it's a longer one.
Okay. So, okay. So I'm gonna break it down then. I'm going to break it into different things, okay? All right. So we got 18 minutes. Perfect.
Yep.
You ready? Welcome back, everybody. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We're talking about business partnerships, how to build a business, how to do it, whether no matter whose money you're using, whether it's your own, family and friends, angel investors, banks, investment groups, whomever. You want to be successful when you start a business. And the only way to start a business that, first of all, let me just say this. Right now, the numbers say that if you're an African-American small business owner and you start a business, there's an 80% chance that you're going to be out of business in 18 months. 8 out of every 10 African-American businesses are out of business 18 months from the day they start. And a lot of it has to do with the resources they use, the planning they do. Whether, you know, sometimes, and I'll tell you guys a story. There was this dollar store that started with these two cousins. And they were partners. One was more of the business. The other was more of the money. And they started doing well. And the guy who was the business made some excellent business moves early on, and he was getting a lot of accolades. Well, his cousin, who put up the money, he wanted to start getting into that side as well. And they had a misunderstanding between the two of them of who would do what work and the reason why they would do what work. And so the one cousin who was doing all of the business said, look, I'm the guy doing the business. You're the guy with the money. You do what I say. The guy with the money said, look, you couldn't do what you're doing without me. I'm the money. I want to have more say. And this business that was successful fell apart because the two business owners, instead of looking at their business, recognizing and realizing, wow, we've got something good going here, they fought with each other, and the business imploded. And that's why you want to make sure the person you're involved with in business, that you guys have had real conversation. So, number one, what's that magic number of partners you want in your business? And you have to remember, for every person that you add into your business, they have another opinion. Now, there's a good and a bad part to that. The good part is if you guys have your partnership lined up properly, man, you guys, before you guys make a decision, if you guys respect each other and if you treat the partnership right, before you make a decision, you will, you know, everybody will have a say in it. That's the good part. The bad part is before you make a decision, everybody will have a say in it. And sometimes a decision needs to be made quickly. So it's not just how many people are in the business, the fact that you guys talk to each other, but then you guys have to respect each other's expertise. And if you guys have to make a quick decision, then the smart part is to let the person with the expertise in the particular area where the decision needs to be made, let that person be the final decision maker. Another thing you want to know is the percentage of the partnership. Each partner will have an owner, will have a piece of ownership in it. And how are you guys going to divide it? Let's say if you have five partners, you would think, well, we divided 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. That's 5 20s equals 100. Or if you had 10 people, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, and 10 10s equal 100. So that's the percentage that you're getting to, 100%. But is that smart? Will there be a leader? And I'll tell you guys another story. There was a band that I was familiar with, that I worked with, and every year they would vote for who would be the leader of the band for that year. And there were two guys, there were seven guys in the band. Two of the guys wrote most of the songs because they wrote hit records. And so they made more money than the other guys because the two guys who wrote more songs, they also made more royalties because they made a writer royalty, they made a publisher's royalty, and then they made an artist royalty. Why the other guys who were in the group, they only made an artist royalty because they didn't write or publish the songs. Once they saw what their bandmates were making, they said, hey, we want to have songs on too. And the guy said, well, you guys got to write hit records. And they said, well, we're going to vote on the songs. So four of the guys got together, and they said, you vote for my song, I'll vote for your song. Now, at this time, there were only 7 to 8 songs on an album. So what the four guys did was they voted on each other's songs. So they ensured that each of them would get one song. And then the other two guys, they were able to get 3 or 4 songs on the album, but they used to get 7 to 8 songs. And out of those 7 to 8, they'd have 3 or 4 hits. Well, you know what happened next. They went from being a gold, close to platinum artist, to being an artist selling less than 300,000 or 400,000 records because they diluted the hits. And again, this happens because there's no real structure. Because had there been a leader of that band, the leader would have had the last say. And it wouldn't have mattered how many songs the other guys had written. If they're not hits, they shouldn't be on the album. Business and partnerships, business partnerships can be very difficult if you don't have conversations as you're developing your partnership. So it's really important that if you're going to have partners, know that your partners and you have the same goal in mind, and that is just to be successful. And to build a business that can scale, that might start off being a business worth $10,000 or $20,000, that could one day be worth $10 or $20 million. And you have to say, we don't care who is getting the credit, as long as we're getting paid our proper percentage. Sometimes when you're building a business, everybody doesn't put the same amount of cash in. Some people may put in more money, but other people may put in more sweat equity. They may be more versed in the business that you're in. So that sweat equity means something. They may spend more time with the business. Again, this is where you guys have to determine what each partner will do, what duties they will perform, what they're putting in, and what the partnership is. What do we own here? So when it comes to black business owners, 96% of African-American small businesses are sole proprietors. And the reason why they're sole proprietors oftentimes is because they don't want to give control or they don't want to give a real fair share of a business over to somebody with money or somebody with more expertise if you have money. And so you have to decide early on how big you want your business to grow. And that's why it's important to write it out on paper before you do anything. What am I trying to build? How much time am I going to put into it? How big do I want it to be? As the president of the California Black Chamber, I play a pivotal role in what the chamber does. However, in every aspect where an expert is needed, I have expertise in those areas. And while I am the head of the chamber, I also know that in order for the chamber to run properly, I need to have leadership in those places that can make decisions. It's the same with small business. So I have a small business development director. I have a workforce development director. I have somebody who manages the office. I have somebody who oversees the money. I have somebody who oversees the radio station. I sit in those positions, even though I'm their boss. In their areas, they are my boss. They tell me what to do. Because when you're building a business, your ego has to be out the way. It can't be front and center. It can't be on the side. It can't be in the middle. It has to be out the way. It's the only way your business is going to grow and become successful. Nobody does it on their own. It's just impossible to do. I don't care what anybody tells you. You can't, nobody did this on their own. Anybody who says I, me, or my is lying to you. It takes time. It takes time to build a business. But more importantly, it takes time to plan a business, especially when we're talking about a partnership or using somebody else's money. So when we come back, we're going to talk about other people's money. We're going to talk about the bank's money. We're going to talk about putting your money and having other people's money in your pocket and a responsibility it all adds up to. My name is Jay King. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Good, got that.
Was that 18 minutes?
No, it was a little short, but we can go long on the backside.
Okay, how long was that?
It was 11.
11? Wow. Okay, well, that's all it needed to be. So we'll go long on the backside. But we normally have our 4 minutes. Maybe we can have a little longer there.
Absolutely. So 9-minute segment here.
9-minute segment, okay. Okay, so let me see. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We're talking about business structures, whether you whether it's a partnership, whether you're a sole proprietor doing it on your own, you're using outside money, investor money, or getting money from a bank. What I want to start with first is partnership. And the reason why is because I want to – and let me just know. You know what? Let me go back, Mike. Let me go back. What I want to start with first is group financing, where people who have an idea come together and decide, hey, man, you know, let's say you wanted to start some type of a social club. And in order to start the social club, you're going to need about $50,000. You guys have found a place that you like, or you already have a venue in mind that you're already in negotiations with, and you don't have enough money to do it on your own. So you decide, you know what, I'm going to go to 9 of my partners. And so 10 of you decide, yeah, we're going to go in this social club together. But it's going to cost us about $50,000. Hold on, Mike. Please, you make a noise, and it's bugging me. Yeah. I know, but you know that. Okay, you ready, Mike? Okay. So let's say that you got 9 of your partners. So you got 9 partners and you. It's 10 of you. And you guys are going to go into this venture together. You guys are going to start writing out what the social club is about. And let's just say the social clubs you guys are going to deal with, just deal with things dealing with finance, you know, the stock market, cryptocurrency, the housing market. So people come to your social club to hear different lectures on these things, they can come and they can plug in. It's just everything in your social club has to do with financial literacy, financial improvement, financial growth, everything like that. And you say, and so you guys say, we're going to put $1,000 a month each in for a year. So you guys, while you guys are planning out what you're going to do, you're also saving money because you guys want to get a loan from a bank or angel investors. So in order to do that, you got to have some skin in the game. And if you plan this out right, you'll kill the game because you can use all of the resources, the SBA, the SBDC, the equity initiative that banks have, where they have to lend money to you if you have everything set in order. So this is why I say, if you want to start a business, decide today for next year. Decide to do your business today for next year. Because if you say, well, next year might be too late, it's probably not a good business to be in anyway. If your business has an your business idea has an expiration date that makes it obsolete next year, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. So let's thank God for that. But if you have a good business idea and each of you and your partners are putting in $1,000 a month each, and it's 10 of you, that's $10,000 a month. Okay? After a year, you have $120,000 plus in the bank, because now, you're not just going to put your money in the bank. You put it in there. You put it in IRAs and accounts and stuff where they in a year, you get some growth out of it. And so you're making a few dollars on the money, but you know you're going to have at least $120,000 in the bank in a year, $120,000. And after that first year, you guys start putting in $500 a month for the next year, which is going to give you another $60,000. And then that next year, you put in another $500. That's going to give you another $60,000. So you've got $240,000 over 3 years that's that you have of your own cash. Now when you go to a bank and you've been to the SBA to get your business plan in order, the SBDC to get any kind of grants and stuff like that that they have in order, you've put your plan together, you've got your business in order, you guys are setting yourself up to be the 20%. Because I already told you, 80% of African-American businesses that start are out of business in 18 months. Only two of those 10 will be in business. You put yourself on the path of being the two or being the extra one that makes it 7 out of 10 instead of 8 out of 10 because you have just inserted yourself in that new slot. Simply by taking your time to pick your partners because you got a year. And within a year, you guys might change out two or three guys. And all the change out means is the new guy who steps in or new lady who steps in, they pay, let's just say you're 3 months in and a guy decides he can't do it or a young lady decides she can't do it, you buy her out with the $3,000 and somebody steps in that place. And so you have time to, you know, trade out people that you think aren't going to be a good partner for you. But all of this is based on a plan. It's based on success. I want to be successful. That's why I'm taking my time. I want to think about everything. That's why I'm taking my time. I want to think about the worst case scenario, and even in the worst case scenario, I can see a survival rate for 36 months. That's why you take the time, because 80% of African-American small businesses go out of business within 18 months. Once you make it past that 18-month threshold, it doesn't mean that you won't go out of business. At any time that you get sloppy, that you get lazy, that you become inconsistent, that you become raggedy, that you become an egotist or a narcissist or any of those things that can affect your business, at any time during the course of your business that you don't respect your constituent, the people that come that support your business, it can lead you in a downward position. Not just you, but the partners you have. That's why it's so important. But let's just stay with the $1,000. So now you guys, your first year, you've got your $120,000 in place. Now you go to a bank, and let's say the bank gives you $250,000 loan. And all you do, you never touch your money. That money is there, but now you have $250,000 to work with. And because you've got a plan, because you've got a budget, because that's part of your business plan, and because you've taken time to get your business marching in the right direction, and now because you have this line of credit, let's just say in the first year, you lose $30,000. Well, that's okay because you have a line of credit. You didn't use it all. You've got the $120,000 sitting there, plus you guys are into your second year now. Now you're putting another $60,000, $500 a month. That money has been going in after the first year, right? So you really have somewhere between $120,000 and $180,000 in reserve, so you can take part of that reserve and pay off your loss and keep your $250,000 line of credit right there. Man, you got a healthy business. And the reason why you've got a healthy business is because you got a healthy thought process. And the reason why you have a healthy thought process is because you have a healthy wealth factor because you and your partners, planned for this. You guys didn't just jump into it. You didn't just say, go. You actually took your time, put your business in order. You had all the fights you were going to have, all the disagreements you were going to have. Some of my best friends are people I had physical fights with. And so to me, that's what makes a partnership a partnership, and that's what puts you on the course to success, because from the very beginning, you said, I want to be successful, and everything you did from a foundational standpoint stood on that. You're tuned into the Jay King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Good. Just writing some notes here.
Okay. So now I'm going to talk about angel investors. Okay.
Great. You can go 7 minutes here if you want.
7 minutes? You ready?
Yeah.
You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. I hope you are enjoying the show. I hope you're getting some good information here. I have an hour, less than an hour, really, to talk about these things. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me at jayking, the number 62, at gmail.com. jayking, 62, at gmail.com. You can also listen to all my shows on our iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app and then search for The Jay King Show. This show and all of my past shows are there as well. So, you know, if you missed the show or if you only caught it in the middle or something, you can go back and listen to it at any time. We're talking about small business, how to build a business using group financing, building a partnership, and, you know, and what kind of partnerships that you build. And I hear people all the time saying, you know, yeah, you know, I got this business and, you know, I'm looking at an angel investor, but they want too much ownership. And you say, well, how much ownership they want? And the guy says, well, they want to own 40% of the business. And I'm doing all the work. So, you know, it's according to how much money you're asking for. When you get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're asking people to invest in you, money ain't cheap. And angel investors, if they're vested in a project, will probably put more money in if they can see that there's a growth in it, that there's a growth factor, that you know what you're doing. So when you talk about angel investors, they're not, it doesn't mean that they are angels and they're just giving you money. You know, they're blessing you with money and here's a blessing, I'm an angel. No, that's not what that means. What that means is it's somebody who's willing to put their money where their mouth is for your dream because they believe in your plan, because they love what you're doing. But they also see a financial windfall for themselves. Nobody invests for you to make all the money. And, you know, people watch Shark Tank, and they believe that they are in Shark Tank when they're talking to angel investors. Shark Tank is part reality, in part entertainment. It's a reality television show that they put on display for you. And if you watch Shark Tank, you know that not everybody walks out the Shark Tank with money. And sometimes people don't walk out the Shark Tank with money because they want to retain too much ownership of their business, or they've overinflated the value of their business. The business is worth more to them than it is to somebody else. I'm going to tell you guys another story, and I like telling these stories because these are real things that happen. This particular story is about the death row catalog because I was involved with a group that was going to purchase it. And the group that was going to purchase it, they won the bid. The bid was $24 million. They had to put up 5% or $1.2 million on that bid. But they had to come up with the other $22.8 million in 30 days. Well, they couldn't come up with it. And somehow I got in it. And so I brought Jamie Foxx in it, who was going to put up $5 million. And Jamie Foxx brought Magic Johnson in it because Magic was already in the middle of doing a deal with Jamie for some investment stuff. So now I'm going to be the president of this company with Jamie Foxx and Magic Johnson for Death Row Records, what a company called Global Entertainment or something. Now, Global Entertainment had $1.2 million, and then they had to put up another $400,000 to buy themselves more time. And by the time they did that, that's how they got to me, and then I got to Jamie. Jamie got to Magic, and then we're all talking, and we're going to do the deal. It is an all-equity deal, no debt. Magic is in it, putting it up, all equity, no debt. The guys who put up the money in the first place, the $1.6 million, the $1.2 million, and then the $400,000 to buy more time, they felt like they should retain 15% of the company and get their $1.6 million back because they had the position. Magic said no. Magic said you're going to own 6.5% of the business because you have 6.5% of the money in. And it's no debt. It's all equity. So you'll start getting the money back immediately anyway. And then that's where the problem happened. So guess what? Magic hadn't put up a dime yet. He had no he got no money in. He's got the stronger position. Jamie hasn't put up a dime yet other than the study that they've done on the catalog based on what I said. The only people with real money in the game is Global. They've got $1.6 million. Now here's the caveat. If Global doesn't make this deal, they lose their $1.6 million. They forfeit it because it's going to go back up to bid, and the next bidder, it starts all over again. Well, Global played hardball, and Magic backed out, and Jamie backed out, and they ended up losing $1.6 million. So you have to know, when you start using angel investors, that these are people that are savvy business folk. They understand the landscape of the game. It's why they invest. Angel investors are how companies like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all those companies were able to grow because of angel investors. And angel investors put money in to carry those companies. Amazon was losing $375 million a quarter, $1.5 billion a year for a couple of years, so much so that analysts thought that they wouldn't make it. And now you know Amazon is the biggest retail company in the world. And Jeff Bezos is one of the richest people in the world. But that was vision. And Jeff Bezos had to give up a big chunk of his ownership of Amazon in order to keep it afloat. And the same thing may happen for you and your company. So don't get so small-minded when you're building. Understand your vision. Know what it is. And if you have an angel investor or angel investors, know what you're looking for financially so you can't take big chunks of money and look for little pieces to be given away. That's not how it works. So I hope you guys understand that when you take on investors, yeah, you might end up losing a big chunk of your company, but the reason why you're doing it is because from a strategic standpoint, those dollars are what's going to keep you afloat until the engine kicks in and your company starts to take off. And if it doesn't, those angel investors lose just like you. You are losing a lot of sweat equity and time. They're losing dollars. So just remember that and know that. You're tuned into the Jay King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We'll be right back. Was that at about 7 minutes, Mike?
That was really good.
Huh?
Great story.
True stuff's a true story.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't say, Mike?
Didn't you say?
Everybody who was on Global side was white. Everybody. Then you have Magic and Jamie Foxx's team, who are predominantly black. And so, you know, we always talk about how black folk make stupid mistakes in business. Those are some of the stupidest white people I've ever seen in my life. How you got $1.6 million? They weren't very savvy at all. How you got $1.6 million on the line and your dumbass, you're going to lose that $1.6 million for your ego? Come on, man.
Holding out for another 9%.
Yeah, and not just 9%, Mike. They wanted 9%, and they wanted their $1.6 million back. They wanted all their money. So Magic is like, why would I give you all your money back when I'm all equity? You equity with me. So,
yeah.
All right, so how many minutes I got on this next section?
Let's do another 7.
7?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Last segment.
Huh? This is the last segment?
Yes, it is.
Is that what you... What, we only have seven more minutes? That's it? And the whole thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I hope you're understanding the lessons I'm giving you through example, because they are real lessons. And sometimes you can start too fast, start too big, you know, start not ready, start too soon, and you don't want to do that. And I'm going to give you a few statistics that you should know about. First of all, over half of the U.S. small businesses have more than 2 weeks of reserve cash. Over half of all U.S. businesses had more than 2 weeks of cash on reserve. 94% of small businesses in majority black communities and 89% of small businesses in majority Hispanic communities had fewer than 2 weeks of cash reserve. Now, that may not seem big to you, but when you have over 2 weeks of cash reserves, just days can seem like months or week, or days can seem like weeks or months. It can literally buy you time in lots of weeks or months. Days can. And days can also take weeks or months from you. That's why it is so important to have a healthy flow of cash in your business, especially when things are going good, that you keep a reserve. Another thing you should know is that black-owned and immigrant-owned businesses have closed at more than double the rate of white-owned businesses during COVID. And that's followed closely by Latinx-owned businesses and Asian-owned and women-owned businesses have closed at 1.5 times the rate of white-owned business. So, again, we're at the bottom end of the economic scale. And that happened. And I'm going to tell you guys, a lot of this could change. A lot of this could change based on you and your habits and how you change, how you think, how you plan, how you ready yourself. So I understand being excited about being in business, being excited about a great business idea, being excited about getting to out there before anybody else is out there. But you got to know this. Getting out there first means absolutely nothing if you can't sustain yourself. It's like running a 100-yard dash, and the first 40 yards, you're out there all by yourself. And the last 60, everybody passes you up because you jump out too fast. And you got to know that America is counting on us whether they know it or not. Because just like blacks, immigrants play a very pivotal role in the U.S. economy. But just like immigrants, blacks play a very significant role in the U.S. economy. And this is due in part to the fact that we are much more likely to start businesses than other ethnic groups. Believe it or not, immigrants are more likely to start a business than U.S.-born folks. So there's a lot of – California has done a lot of different legislation to help small business owners. So you have AB 1574 and AB 2019. 1574 says the state has to do more outreach and do business with more new businesses that they've never done business with before. They have to break down contracts for the micro, mini micro, and small business owners so that they can bid. That's what 1574 says. 2019 says not only do you have to do it, we're going to oversee that it happens. We're going to ensure that it happens. And that's why I say whether you do state business contracts or not, in the state of California, become SB, which is small business, or DVBE, which is disadvantaged veteran business enterprises. If you're a disabled veteran, get your state certification through DGS. And get your DBE, disadvantaged business enterprise, which is a federal that's carried out by a state agency, Caltrans, but also get your DBE certification. And so one is race neutral, the other is race conscious, and what that means is the state, it has to be race neutral. They can't set anything aside for you because of your race, and that happens because of Prop 209. But if you're a small business, they have a 25% set aside for small businesses. If you're a disadvantaged business enterprise, they have a 3% goal there. These are goals that they have to reach that the state has set up. On the federal side, it's race conscious, meaning that they take your race into consideration. So black man and woman, Hispanic male and female, Asian male and female, subcontinent male and female, Native male and female, disabled veterans, women-owned businesses. All these are disadvantaged business enterprises that a 22.2% goal is set up in place for you all to do business with the state. Please take advantage of all of the different options that are there for you. If you have questions you want to talk about it, you can email me, JAYKING, the number 62, at gmail.com, or call our office, 916-467-8878. It's the Jay King Show. My name is Jay King. Good night. Mike, we need to do this show is sponsored by.
Go ahead. Yep, ready.
This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, it's where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost you a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order.
Good, good.
Okay. Yeah, so let me tell you, Nicole, very few African-American small businesses will get the eyes of a venture capitalist firm. You have to really – you have to have something that's very cutting edge. A lot of our businesses start in hair care and apparel and food. Culinary. So we got to figure out we have very few that are in the technology space, which is where a lot of venture capitalists are. So anyway, all right. So we're good, Mike. That was good.
Yeah, I got that. Good show today.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to pay you on the 33rd of November. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
The 33rd is good for you?
Yeah.
June, November?
Easy.
Huh?
I think you're good for it.
You know I'm good for it on the 33rd? On the 33rd, I'm going to pay you quadruple. Because you had to wait.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Okay?
Yeah, good. Have a good time down there in L.A.
It's work. But yeah, I'll get it together. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Are you playing a gig anywhere anytime soon?
We're going to be in Oxnard on February 14th. Us, Howard Hewitt, and Sherelle in Oxnard at the Oxnard Convention Center. Yeah. So
Valentine's Day.
First date for the year. Yeah, that's our first date of the year. Do you have the Dogecoin, Mike, do you have the Dogecoin? Do you have the Dogecoin?
No, I don't.
Huh?
No, I don't. I'm just looking at my stocks, and they're horrible.
Tell me what's in your stock. What looks horrible in your stocks? Tell me what looks horrible.
I'm not having this conversation right here right now on the big line.
They can't hear you. Can't nobody hear you, Mike.
Okay, it's okay.
Because I don't know why you're so goofy about it. Your wife will trip me out. Y'all crazy. You should talk about it so you can figure out what it is so I can help you.
I am. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
We talked about iHeart.
What is
tanking?
What it is a low down feeling. What it is from left to right.
You know what that's from? No.
Rocksteady, baby. Me and my song.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. What it is. It's a funky and low down feeling. What it is from left to right. Say that to one of your white friends. See what they say.
The funky and low down feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin.
What
right?
It is? Yep, Aretha Franklin. Go read the lyrics. All right, we good now? So we got everything we need.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. You're the man.
You're welcome, Jay.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, I'll finish. Okay, sir.
All right. Thanks, Jay.